Senator Forrester, thank you very much. My name is Jim Danis, and I'm speaking here today on behalf of Responsible Energy Action. We are an information and advocacy group relating to New Hampshire energy policy. We would like to sincerely thank all of you for making the trip up here tonight. It really is terrific for everybody in this room and for us in the North Country to know that you take our concerns, our questions, and our thoughts seriously. We're really grateful that you've done this. It's an evening, you've come up here, you've got to drive back. So a very, very sincere thank you for doing this for all of us. We'd also like to applaud the work that you have done so far. You have a really difficult task. You've been asked to wrap your minds around policy issues that are very hard, very complex, involve lots of competing issues and balancings. And you've done a wonderful job in putting together draft reports that really have advanced the information base and have made the public much more aware of the factors and values that should be considered. We will be submitting a recommendation to you in writing within the next few days that will have some detailed suggestions for items that could be included in the report. I'd like to spend just a few moments on only two items that we wanted to have you consider this evening. The first item is that we believe the Commission has done a tremendous job, but much remains to be done. As your record shows, a great deal of information still has not been marshaled by the Commission. A great number of policy issues have not been run to the ground. You've identified some of them, and there are many others out there. There's a lot of work to be done to come up with a responsible, clear, politically acceptable, and publicly acceptable set of recommendations. So our most important point this evening is to ask that you find a way to continue your work, continue the process, so that those issues can finally be resolved and the benefits of the work you've done will be finalized in a complete report and a complete set of recommendations. Whether you do that by extending the life of the commission through the legislature for another 12 months, or whether you do that, as Jack Savage suggests, by having a task force appointed, those are distinctions that are really better made by you than anyone else. The key point is the work should continue and should be brought to a conclusion. The second point is somewhat more complex. The work you've done so far, we think, has not yet had the opportunity to focus on the most important, one of the most important policy distinctions. Should I be closer or further?
Speak louder.
One of the most important policy distinctions, and that is the distinction between necessary, needed projects, things that keep the lights on in this room, versus projects that all of you up at the table and a couple of others of us could put together just to make some money. Unneeded projects, optional projects that are there simply for profit. It's a critical distinction because it really tells you a lot about how to make a necessary balancing. If you were told that in order to get electricity to Plymouth, New Hampshire, you had to design the lines in a certain way, you would take a view that that's a really important goal to achieve, and you would weigh that goal with a lot of weight, and you might be willing to have some collateral effects, some negatives, that just have to be lived with because you've got to have the lights on in Plymouth, New Hampshire. But if I were to come to you and say, I've got a project, I'm going to put a little hydro plant on my farm, and I'd like to build a line down across town to hook it up to the grid, and no one says it's necessary. ISO New England doesn't say it's necessary. The PUC doesn't say it's necessary. No one says it's necessary, except for I'm going to make some money, and of course, by providing additional electricity, there's going to be some more supply. That's a very different situation. It's a different situation in terms of whether to impose on the people in this room property value hits, hits to their sense of place, hits to the natural beauty of the state, crossing sensitive areas like the White Mountain National Forest. So I ask you, as if you can successfully extend the work of the commission, to focus on that distinction between necessary, needed projects, which are defined by the ISO New England process of identifying which projects are needed to keep the lights on, versus optional elective projects, which are essentially for-profit, not needed projects. You've made that distinction in the legislature already under HB 648. You made the determination that necessary projects to keep the lights on should have the right to eminent domain in New Hampshire. But optional elective projects that are there just to make money shouldn't have the right to eminent domain in New Hampshire. The commission's decisions on whether, for example, is it right to have a moratorium on certain kinds of projects while you complete your work? Is it right to require certain projects to be buried in all cases? Please keep your eyes on that distinction between needed projects with a public benefit and non-needed projects, which really are about money. And I guess the bottom line is, for a non-needed project, which is really about money, is it fair to impose the costs that we all know are imposed by certain designs on the people in this room in the state of New Hampshire? Thank you very much for your time.